This is 89.1 WEMU, and I'm David Fair, and welcome to this week's edition of Issues of the Environment. This week, we want to spend some time talking about ongoing environmental initiatives in Ann Arbor, where headways are being made, where challenges still exist, and certainly it's a conversation we can't complete in 9 or 10 minutes. So to start, we have to visit an issue that brought dozens of residents out to Monday night's Ann Arbor City Council meeting, and in rather divided fashion. The issue is controlling an overpopulation of deer in and around the city, and it plays to a number of environmental issues, from loss of habitat to quality of life to ethics and morality and to protection of private property. My guest this morning was the only voting member early Tuesday to cast a no vote on hiring sharpshooters to cull 100 deer from the local herd over the winter. Mayor Christopher Taylor, good morning to you.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
In your mind, what does this vote and what do the sentiments of your constituency say about Ann Arbor?
Sure. I mean, first off, I'd say we have had a long conversation about deer and the impact of deer on our community. And
yeah, it's been going on for well over a year.
That's exactly right. And it's something that animates people. And it's a real concern for folks. It's a concern for folks that experience deer on a day-to-day level. It's a concern for people who view it as a values issue. In my view, you know, I think it's plain that we do have people who perceive deer as a problem in the community. And by extension, we ought to make sure that we can do all we can to make sure their quality of life is just right.
How did you see things differently from all of those others who voted on early Tuesday morning and cast the lone no vote?
Sure. I mean, my vote was... I fully understand and acknowledge that, you know, we have more deer than we'd like in the city of Ann Arbor, that they have an impact on residents, on their property. They also have an impact in our natural areas. I just wasn't convinced that we have a consensus to approach the problem through a cull. And that is a values question, in my view, that it's important that we get the entire community or as much of the community as we can on board before we take that next step.
As you make those considerations,
yeah,
would you have come to the same determination if it were your property that were those among suffering repeated and often expensive damage?
That's a very fair question. I can only believe that I would, as part of a job as elected representatives and part of a job as mayor, certainly is to put yourself in the shoes of the people who are being intimately affected by your decision making. You have to consider their position. You also have to consider the community as a whole. It's a balancing test.
This is Issues of the Environment on 89.1 WEMU, and we're talking with Ann Arbor Mayor Chris Taylor. And as I mentioned, Mr. Mayor, this speaks to some larger environmental issues. It's not just about deer. And in particular, how do we want to live in Ann Arbor? What should the downtown look like? Is there too much development? Is there enough infill development? Are there enough protections for natural habitat and the ecosystems it supports? Sometimes it isn't always clear, but all of these things have to be tied together in moving forward, don't they?
Oh, that's exactly right. The questions of development and natural area and green space and density are interlocking issues and so deeply important to who we are as a community.
In your campaign to become mayor, you did spend a lot of time talking about your support of the city's climate action plan. You were part of that as a city council member. You discussed the sustainability framework and the needs to further support those initiatives. In the nearly 10 months since you've become mayor, have you moved the needle on those objectives as far as you would have liked?
We always have to balance our aspirations with our resources. I think in the context of our resources, we've done pretty well. We've adopted the sustainability framework as a lodestar for how we do business in the city. That's going to reap great benefits going forward. With respect to the Climate Action Plan, we have re-upped funding for community-facing energy efficiency programs, which are key to working to achieve our sustainability climate action goals.
On a statistical level, what difference has it made to this point since
in
action?
We have not yet had that an opportunity to come to that assessment. That's part of the process.
I know there are a lot of folks that would like to see stormwater and flooding issues addressed more quickly and effectively, certainly in some other
Me
parts
too.
Of the city
Absolutely.
More than others. But is that among the priorities as we move into the next year?
It is certainly something that we're going to continue to work on. We are in our stormwater system is a decades old problem, and there's going to be a decades long solution.
It's going to require a lot of funding. That may mean some community sacrifice. Am I right?
That is exactly right. One exciting thing I think we have an opportunity that we are working on this year, I hope will be deployed next year, is our urban forestry management plan. The urban forest, the trees in our community, have so many benefits for us. They, of course, benefit our quality of life and our neighborhoods and our air, but they also have incredible stormwater benefits. Right now, we do not have the funding to fully fund a management plan and the replanting plan. It's my hope that we are indeed undertaking a stormwater utility fee assessment process at this time. It's my hope that we'll be able to determine how much we need to fund that urban forestry plan for its stormwater benefits, its neighborhood benefits, its benefits with respect to air pollution, and that we'll be able to, in the future, very near future, have that funding and move it forward.
Do you think this is a community receptive to possible more funding on that level?
I think that's a very reasonable question. Of course, affordability is an important issue, concern, but I think that people in Ann Arbor, if they see value for what they're receiving, they're more than willing to step up. And for something like more street trees, better cared for street trees, better trees in the parks, I think this is going to be something that Ann Arborites will get behind.
Issues of the Environment continues on 89.1 WEMU. And once again, I'm David Fair, and we're talking with Ann Arbor Mayor Chris Taylor. And Mr. Mayor, as you look forward to the next year, what else would you consider a priority when it comes to environmental stewardship of this community?
Sure. This is a little bit of a planning year. We're obviously, as I said, planning with respect to moving forward on the urban forestry and management plan. We're also undertaking a deep dive on where we are with respect to solid waste. Coming up in 2017, our contract is up with respect to tip fees for many of our solid waste and recycling products. This change is going to give us an opportunity and challenges, too, to see where we are on solid waste to see if we can move that forward.
And in doing so, what would be the ultimate benefit to the community?
Our goal would be to increase recycling, to increase the amount of solid waste that is diverted from the landfills.
And that would include food waste, which has become, it's always been a huge issue. We've just started to consider it and address it. Come November, there's going to be some new faces on Ann Arbor City Council. Do you anticipate a change in dynamic that you believe may help advance some of these goals and objectives more quickly?
I'm looking very much forward to working with the new council members. We have at least two who are coming on board. I think they ran on platforms of optimism and energy, and I think they're going to turn that optimism and energy in part to doing what we can to improve Ann Arbor's environment.
If we were to sit down again this time next year, what would you have hoped to have accomplished in terms of environmental stewardship? What can we expect in the short? We've talked a lot about long-term initiatives and planning, but what could we expect over the next 12 months?
Well, I think this is a planning year, and I'm hoping that by this time next year we'll have a more firm direction on where we're going with respect to solid waste. I hope that by this time next year we'll be able to say we have budgeted a full funding for the Urban Forestry and Management Plan, and we're going to get started on that this upcoming fiscal year, and there's going to be great improvements both in prunings and plantings. These are some I also too hope that we'll be able to have energy efficiency programs that we can point to as having an impact in our community.
Thank you so much for your time this morning. I truly appreciate it.
It's been such a pleasure. Thanks so much.
That is Ann Arbor Mayor Chris Taylor. Mr. Mayor, we do look forward to your next visit. Let's have that conversation this time next year.
Sounds great.
I'm David Fair, and you've been listening to Issues of the Environment. This segment is produced in partnership with the Washtenaw County Environmental Health Division. It's heard each Wednesday as part of Morning Edition, only on 89.1 WEMU.